Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Word, the word association. I heard the implication. Dessert, word, association. Word, the word association. We heard the implication. Dessert, evaluation. Word, the word association.
Oh man, fuck! I don't have enough time to go to the grocery store. I'll just order a pizza. Okay, hold on.
Hi, this is DeMunkinos.
Oh yeah, hey, how are you doing?
Doing well. Hanging out with pizza, as is our catchphrase. What can I do for you? You're talking to one of the smart ones.
Okay. I would like a Bananarama.
Hold on. I can speak English and I can enunciate, but I still have gorilla fingers, so 1 second here. Banana. Nope. Delete. No. Banana. Okay. All right. Would you like some orangutangy sauce with that?
I would like extra orangutangy sauce.
Okay. My boss is a capuchin. He wants to talk to you real quick.
Yep. Sounds good.
Hello?
Yes. Hi. You wanted to speak with me?
I did. How would you rate the service you've been receiving so far? Obviously, I know the transaction isn't complete, but we'd like to check in.
Is it a scale from ooh-ooh to ah-ah?
Yeah, ah-ah being the best.
Okay, well, I'll give it a ting-tang, wada-wada-bing-bang.
Ooh, right smack dab in the middle. Well, we've got some work to do. Thank you so much, sir. I'll put Terry back on the phone.
Hey, this is Terry. Just want to make sure you live near trees, right? We can swing by?
100%, yeah, live by, okay. Yeah. Now, I do have a small moat, though, between my property and the tree. Is that going to be a big issue?
I don't think so. I think we can swim.
I mean, I think I need more of a guarantee that I know you can't swim.
Listen, if we don't cross the moat, we'll throw the pizza at you. We're very strong.
Okay.
And the Munkinos guarantee is that there will only be 8 to 10 bites out of your pizza by the time you eat it.
All right. I'm real hungry and, you know,
I'm sorry. I had to jump back into this call. What can I do to get you up to a Walla Walla Bing Bang? What can I do?
I mean, I could throw in maybe some extra orangutangy sauce.
Done.
Oh, boss.
Yeah?
Hey, boss.
Yeah.
Boss. What if we gave him a oopon?
Oh. Yeah. You know what? We don't like.
Buy one, get one tree.
Those are, I don't know how I'm going to keep the lights on, but you know what? I will do it. I say yes.
You know, I just want a pizza, guys. Please. I'll call Dearmanos if I gotta.
Don't call Dearmanos.
Have you ever had their dough?
All the time.
Have you had their dough?
Yeah, I have. I have had their dough. Yeah.
It's awful.
But I don't ever use them because they ran over my grandma during Christmas Eve.
Oh, no. Well, if you want to talk to the big but no boss, you could call corporate.
Okay.
Click. I'm Adlerify. Zip. I was sorry. I was playing the monkey.
Oh God! I thought you were starting. I thought you were starting a zip zap zap. I thought you were doing zip zap zap.
I thought for some reason your dick was out. For some reason.
You know how every time I say my name on the podcast, I unzip my pants.
Snap, snap, snap.
He just broke his own neck.
And I'm Rob White Unbutton.
And we are not Demunkinos. Can you imagine? But we're the Word Association. Oh, boy. And we're excited to do another episode. If this makes no sense to you, go listen to, I want to say, two episodes.
It was two
ago.
Episodes. Yeah, two episodes
ago. I typed in into Google, I typed in like a AI generator, like for an image. And I kept putting in like pizza place called Demunkinos that's a cross between Domino's Pizza and monkeys.
Mm-hmm.
And it never would actually make it say Demunkinos. It would always say something else.
Because even the generator's like, come on.
Beyond AI. It's like, this does not make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. I was on I.
Jesus. I. That's more the Ozzy Osbourne than monkey.
Yeah. I was wrong. It wasn't that. But I certainly wasn't going to pay for it. I was trying to find it on a free one, which it didn't work out.
Here's one I think we'll know we've made it. Is if we watch, if say like 7 years from now, they do another one of those Planet of the Apes where John Lithgow is like the dad or whatever. He's the dad of the ape.
What? Right?
You know what I'm talking about? They made like three new Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
Oh.
With the guy who played
Gollum. And
Lithgow? The guy who plays
Andy Serkis. Yeah.
Andy Serkis.
Well, the first one was, what's his name? Was,
Who's the? Wasn't Wahlberg in
no,
it?
No, the guy.
Charlton Heston?
No. The remake with the first one.
Charlton Heston?
The guy from Pineapple Express.
The Tim Burton ones?
No.
Seth Rogen? James Franco.
Franco was in the most recent Planet of the Apes.
Well, we've made it. When they do a reboot and one of the monkeys is working at Demunkinos.
You know,
we won't even be mad. We won't get litigious. We'll just be like,
that's perfect.
Yeah, we'll be like, we made it.
When I was in college, I had an answering machine. This was pre-cell phone. And I did have, for a while, my message was like a 1 minute monologue of Heston's from Planet of the Apes. And every message would start with, Rob, please change that. Like, just wait. They had to wait it out to leave a message.
We had a cassette that was celebrity answering machine messages,
mm-hmm.
but it was someone doing an impersonation of like Nixon, but you put it in your answer machine, you're like, or whatever, Reagan.
Reagan. Your Nixon was
Reagan.
Spot on.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, I am not a crook.
Like, well, they're not home right now, but me and Nancy are here answering the phones for them or whatever. It's very popular. I bet it's still
I love jelly beans.
So it was them. It wasn't like celebrity answer machines. I'm picturing like, hey, you've reached Burt Reynolds, leave a message at. It wasn't just a recording of celebrity. But
no.
It was,
my wife is the throat goat. And she is not a crock. Reagan is Nixon. What if there's a Freaky Friday, but it's Reagan and Nixon
that
in the fountain?
That would be fun.
Gets hit by lightning.
Can we at least do cross party? Party to really have some fun.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah. I'm so glad Betty Ford opened up her clinic because I'm addicted to that pussy.
Jesus.
My God.
I don't even know what president that was.
Back to pizza, animal pizza, little beavers. What else? Well, speaking of presidents, as we were getting ready to record the show, Brett, you had something fun you wanted to say. It's about a certain president who got stuck in a bathtub.
Oh, yeah, Taft. Oh, I just came up with an idea for if someone can cut. Are there any Taft speeches that are out there? Was he around when
I think
the
his
word
most
was
famous speech
recorded?
Was, help, help, I'm in here.
Well, either
help,
way.
Help, help.
Either way, someone if someone can go on like iTunes or Apple Music or GarageBand and make something called Taft Punk, and you could make just...
I think it's also a good Halloween costume.
Take Daft Punk music and then just put in old speeches from Taft.
Halloween costume, you wear the robot helmet, then from the neck
the
down,
tub.
You're naked and you're stuck in a tub.
Yeah,
and you walk
it's
around.
It's unfortunate that it's almost a full year away from when that'll be handy
again. Down. Just put a little calendar invite.
Yeah, that's a good one, though. Taft Punk is good.
The best time to come up with Halloween costumes is right after
day
Halloween.
After Halloween, which is not today.
We're not
going to
date this.
Dating the podcast.
We're not dating this podcast. Rule number one, never date the podcast.
Absolutely. Buy it dinner. Just never date it.
Buy dinner first. Rob, do you remember any of that monologue from Charlton Heston? Was it you doing it? Or was
Oh, no. I recorded it off of a VHS or DVD, whichever one I had. So there were a few. I also had the longest one was, I'm remembering now, was from Soylent Green. The whole, like, it's people, Soylent Green, but it's maybe like 40, 50. It was very long. I had the Get Your Hands Off Me, You Damn Dirty Ape. I had that one. I was changing it. It was always Heston for a while, but it was just Heston.
It's always incredulous, yeah, man.
I was like, yeah. Oh, you ruined it. In the end, when he did that. Also, if you have access, I guess maybe it's just on YouTube. I don't know why I was going to say if you have access to the tape or DVD. But in the very beginning, when the spaceship crashes and they're in the water and they have to jump off of the ship, Heston jumps and plugs his nose before he splashes into the water. And it's like the best for this like super macho guy who's going to do all this stuff. Yeah. But when he has to get in the water, he's like, ooh, don't want any up my nose. It's very worth a look.
The day Kurt Cobain died, my sister recorded our answer machine at our house. And it was just Nirvana music playing in the background and her being like, we can't come to the phone right now. Oh. We're really dealing with some hard stuff.
Oh, man. This is what people did before Twitter, everybody.
It's true. Although I don't even know. Honestly, I think on my phone right now, I think when I first got an iPhone, you could leave a voicemail message. I think I did leave maybe some jokey ones, but now it's just the computer one.
Yeah, I think mine is speaking of, just like, Rob White is not available. I think I just, I don't talk like a robot.
Mine just says the phone number. There's too many spam calls where I don't want people to know that they're actually getting me.
Before I lose this idea forever, I just want to say it popped into my head saying Heston, since we're saying Heston a bunch. Mm-hmm. Heston First, where it's a comedy duo, and the first guy's like, you know, a lot of baseball players have unusual names these days. And then the other guy's like, just tell me the name. What are the names? Damn you all.
I am Judah Ben-Hur. I don't know. That's all I can remember from that movie.
As Simpsons, yeah. Dr. Zaius.
Pry it from my cold, dead hands. Yeah. He plays outfield.
I'm asking you, pry it from my cold, dead hands. Let's get into...
Let's jump in.
The main meat of it. Let's jump into the main meat of it. We're going to start with a email. This is an email. You can always email us at twapod@gmail.com. This is an email from about as far away as you can get.
And how far away is it? Email? Whoa, did you just hack the web? You got an email? Thanks, Angelina Jolie. I'm Matthew Lillard.
I want to say sneakers. I want to say, what is
no,
this?
No, hackers.
Hackers.
I said the two main characters in it.
This is
You've
all the
got
way.
Mail.
This is all the way from New Zealand.
Oh. Whoa.
We have an email here from James Jennings.
Oh, James Jennings. They're from New Zealand. I'm not from Old Zealand.
James says, hi there from a recently Kiwi, and then TWA, whatever our fans might be called. I say recently because I became a New Zealand citizen this year, but am originally from Cambridgeshire, England. Okay. So we still don't have any New Zealand listeners. That's fine.
Hey, well, he's a citizen. I think that counts. You got to count that.
No, technically he's a citizen.
Yeah, that's fair. James has some little factoids, it looks like, about whale. Okay, you still have to make a big deal out of me, though, as I'm the first Kiwi listener, like he did from the guy from Wales. Here's a few reasons why. We have more sheep. This is why you never read the full email. James says, James, thank you for emailing. James says, we have more sheep than whales. New Zealand.
Wait a minute. Time out. More than the country of Wales or just the whales around New Zealand? There are more sheep on land than the whales. Which one are we talking about? Yeah. I need some clarity.
Now, this is a whales on first.
Yeah, this is a whales on first.
Also, if you believe everything the government tells you, we're all sheep.
All right, I'm sorry, go.
Yeah, my Zealand accent is so bad.
Every sheep, man. 5 sheep for every person. Mm-hmm. Wales has 3 sheep to every person.
Okay.
But I think New Zealand does different things with their sheep than the people in Wales. I think New Zealand cooks and eats them. 2, I want to hear how wildly incorrect your knowledge is about New Zealand in the same way you confidently were about Wales.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Here's what we know about New Zealand. Christchurch is a city. I want to say Auckland.
I believe is New Zealand, I don't want to get it confused with Bermuda, but I feel like New Zealand is like
New Zealand, Bahama.
different, way up. Bermuda and Bahamas.
Come on, Kiwi Mama.
I feel like New Zealand's like 20 miles across, but like 40 miles long, and that's like it,
that
right?
That doesn't sound right.
That absolutely cannot be right.
But that's in line with his request to get things wildly wrong, so I think that's good. Wait, here, hold on. Guys, what's this? I can't turn left. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That was my New Zealander accent. I got it totally... My bad. I thought it was...
I was like, is that depressed? Is that depressed road maps or what's the... depressed OnStar? I can't turn left. I got a divorce this morning.
I do know that Flight of the Conchords are from New Zealand.
Oh, absolutely.
Brit?
Oh, wait, is there more to the email?
Yeah. James goes on to say...
We have there's a lot of time difference, so it takes a while for the email to come through.
James goes on to say, my word suggestion is shed. So that's going to be my word today is shed in honor of James. Shed makes me think of what a snake does when it's bored.
That's the first thing.
Yeah, same. Yeah. Like shedding skin.
Mine was the aquarium.
Oh,
mine was the
in
aquarium.
Chicago?
It's short of D. It's short
for
of D.
For our Kiwi listeners out there, the shed is the name of the aquarium in Chicago.
Yeah.
Kiwi listener.
For now.
Singular.
For now.
I wonder if New Zealand has an aquarium, since basically they are the aquarium. Like, they're surrounded by ocean. So do you think they are trapping any fish even on land?
I hope they have a place to display all these sheep. And I don't know what that's called. But
it's five per person.
A lot of maybe sheep. A farm?
I guess it would be a farm.
I will be saying
right now, I don't know if I've ever been impressed by an aquarium. And I've been to some what should be impressive aquariums, but I think ultimately I'm just like, I walk tank to tank and I'm like, fish, 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 fish. And they'll typically be a big one with like, we've recreated the coral reef. And I'm like, okay. And then they're like, here's a nurse shark. And I'm like, nurse shark? Like, that's
not even one.
So tiny. And I'm like, I don't know why. Zoos, I like zoos. Sometimes.
Now, see, I used to be a fan of zoos, and now I used to never go to zoos, but now that I have a child, I go to the zoo a lot more. No, I don't like zoos anymore. And I'm okay with aquariums. Any smart animal that has been like, we've studied them and they're like, this animal's intelligence, I hate when they're in a zoo. So like, I don't go to the monkeys. I don't go see the monkeys when I'm at our regular zoo, because it's painful. It's like I'm watching people.
I
in
saw
prison.
The monkeys at the Hollywood Bowl. It was painful.
It can't be painful. Yeah. They're delights.
Mickey Dolenz was sitting down the whole time.
So like octopus. I don't like the octopus. There's an octopus at our zoo, and she's in a small ass tank, and I'm like, I don't like this. She's super intelligent. And then on the contrary, it's like, well, she was so fucking smart. How would she escape?
So Brett, let me ask you this.
She took the last train to Clarksville.
Come on. Brett, let me ask you this. Do you eat pork?
Yes. Do I what?
Do you eat pork? Bacon?
Love pork.
Ham?
Yes, absolutely.
Pigs? What are the smartest animals?
Well, they're not. If they're so smart, they wouldn't be delicious. That's on them. There's plenty of animals we don't eat. It's just, for me, it's mainly like gorillas and monkeys. It's really hard to look at them and be like, that's...
And
that's
dolphins.
Some form
I feel like
of
and
us.
Dolphins. You would like
dolphins,
them to be
yes.
out and jumping around and running
I hate
free.
That. I hate anything huge that is seen like whales and stuff like that, like no way whatsoever.
But we don't know anything about whales.
It's insane.
This has already been shown, been proven. but when we go back to shed, like, you know, obviously the shedding the skin thing, which I think honestly, would you sign up for that like once a year if you just didn't have just have a new layer, like everything it all comes off. I would totally.
I think that happens.
But
I mean
like a snake.
Regardless.
I mean like a snake where you really just
one time.
Swoop. You just, there's one day, there's probably about, I'll be honest, about a week where you're not looking good, where it's loose, it's kind of pulled up. Everybody's going to have like rough week.
You look like Vincent D'Onofrio and Men in Black.
Yeah, it looks bad.
Give me sugar in water.
But if it happens to everybody at the same exact time, everybody looks that bad. And then you just all pull it off one. I think I would sign up for that if it were a thing.
What would be the benefit of it? Why does the snake do it?
I have no idea.
Why does the snake do it?
No, why does the snake shed its skin? Like, what's the benefit of it?
because snakes can't get facials. Snakes can't use Neutrogena. Okay, does that make sense, Brett?
Not really. I mean, I'm all for what Rob's saying. If we're all doing it,
there's
healthy,
no Denise Richards of snakes.
Well,
that
I don't
pushes
know
beauty products. I think snakes do it because as they grow, their skin gets real tight, and they have to create new skin and push off the old skin. And here's the thing, I believe, and here's me, this is a total whales moment.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to talk about something I don't really know about. I'm pretty sure that if you, the skin we have on, like, say, today, and then the skin we have next year, mm-hmm. I think it's all new skin. I think our skin falls off, but it's just not like a, it's not like peeling off
no,
a condom.
Yeah.
I think our skin falls off like dandruff.
Yes.
Gradually.
Yeah. I think
gradually.
It just, yeah, flakes small off, it just dies off. Yeah. Which, yeah, I guess, honestly, I okay think most people would sign up for that versus what I proposed. Yeah. But I still think it would be kind of fun to just to just have like a human, a perfectly shaped like skin suit on the ground that you just peeled off.
I mean, yeah. I mean, talk to Wild Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs. That's what he was trying to do.
Or Ed Gein.
Yeah, I feel like it's a lot of those people. Also, it would be fun because you could just always have a skin suit around to go like, I got to get out of here. And you run really fast and then you just drop a skin suit so it looks like,
yahoo.
It looks like just like a little a little cloud of your skin got stuck behind.
You steal somebody else's skin suit and then you're like, hello, I'd like to buy a six-pack of alcohol. And they're like, that's, come on,
you're
man.
Like, come
that's
on,
a 17-year-old
man
kid.
He's 21. Yeah, sorry, it's just I'm peeling right now. I can't.
I'm peeling right now.
I'm peeling. When you all were teenagers, did you have a lot of acne, a lot of sort of skin issues?
Dry scalp.
Eczema.
Yeah, I had dry scalp hard, so I would have a lot of flakes in my hair, and like I could peel off like pieces of skin. Yeah,
oh, damn.
that was bad.
Yeah, I had eczema. I still kind of have it, but it's not like Skyrizi. I don't need Skyrizi or anything like that. Or is that alopecia?
How is your new album?
Yeah, it does sound like
Skyrizi. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Yeah, no, I didn't. No, it never was major. It was just like I had to put a little, you know, whatever it's called, hydrocortisone on every once in a while.
Sure. It's funny how big of a part of my life that stuff used to be of like, I feel like there was an 8-month period when maybe I was 14 or something where it would just be like, I'd be fine. I'd look fine. Mm-hmm. And then I'd wake up and it would be like three huge welts mm-hmm. somewhere on my face. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, you can't hide it.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do. You're constantly using different products and you're just like, this is how I have to enter school for the next 2 weeks.
And
it's
you
just
feel so bad, but like everyone's going through it at that time. Yeah. But the problem is it's just like 5% who just look great. And you're like, and they're usually the cooler kids. And you're just like,
dude,
fuck.
Just drinking their Fruitopia.
I don't know if you remember this, Adel. It was a year, I don't remember what year it was, but you were living in that house where you would have parties in the backyard with the deck over the garage. Remember that? That
place? Yes, I'm
so
yep.
I, out of nowhere, had something like an abscess or something on my face. It grew like a side of my nose, my cheek. It was gigantic.
I remember
out
this.
Of nowhere.
You got it lanced, maybe?
I had to. I was working at a time.
I remember
I got it Armstrong. So they just took a ball. I was at the time working for the Northwestern Medical Faculty Foundation. So there were like as an admin or something. So
you had an in.
Not an in, but I had doctors that would walk by and go, are you doing anything about that? And I was like, I'm just going to try to ride it out. And one of the doctors was finally like, you aren't riding this out. Like go. Well, again, I was right in the hospital complex. They were like, here's the guy to go see. So I went and he injected it with a needle to numb it. It's like put like a little cut. Well, they said he was a plastic surgeon and they said you want to go like you had to go to a plastic surgeon because, you know, if you open that incorrectly, you'll have a scar on your face. So he did like a little incision and it whatever came out no problem. But after he injected me, he had to like give me time because I almost fainted because it turns out watching a needle going into your face, I didn't handle that so hot. So he had to like, he's like, are you going to faint? And I was like, yeah, I think I am, but go ahead. He's like, no, I can't go ahead. So he had to give me a second to make sure I wasn't going to faint.
The most Midwest, Midwest faint. Pardon
me. The most Midwest faint.
I'm about to black out. Is that okay?
But don't stop.
Don't watch the movie Hellraiser. Don't watch the movie Hellraiser.
But it, amazingly, like that little, that was it and it was fine. It was gone. But you just had to do it.
Did you guys did you guys have, or any of your friends, have like an old shed in someone's yard as far as where you could either hide some stuff or you know, smoke your marijuana back there, you know?
So I think this is like a bourbon whiskey situation. I think all garages are sheds, but not all sheds are garages. I think if you put a car in it, it's a garage. Mm. If you don't, it's a shed, right?
What constitutes a shed?
No windows?
A shed to me is a separate structure.
No, a shed has windows.
A separate structure.
It's a separate structure. Like, it's usually behind your house.
If you're talking about an attached garage that's used for storage, I'd still call that a garage. I wouldn't call that a shed because it's not a detached.
Correct.
It has to be a separate structure to me is.
Or a carport.
Oh, carport's more like an awning.
Carport?
It's like an awning for your car, really. You're not going to use that for storage. But
I don't think anybody I knew had a shed. My great grandma had a farm, and she had barns and sheds. Anytime I went in the shed, it was always horrific because she'd be like, "Can you go grab me the rake from the shed?" And I'd go in there, and it would just be wall to wall spiders.
And it would just be like that was the worst.
It would just oog me out, and I'd like kick it, or I'd like grab like a pool noodle, which is hard to say without sounding like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Pool noodle, and knock it down, and then like with my with my foot drag it, and then she'd be like, "Any of the brown recluse give you trouble?" And I'm like,
"What? Oh my god!"
My grandma lived on a farm, but she was like in a really wealthy neighborhood, so she had Barnes and Nobles around her. That was kind of tough. No, a shed. We did have like my grandpa did have a shed where he kept all his gardening stuff, but. To me, while it always seemed fun, I was like, oh, yeah, you can, you know, drink and, you know, hide or whatever. Like, to your point, they were always filled with the outside world, spiders, bugs, all that stuff. And I just would never go in there and be confident that I would be able to sit down.
Yeah.
I have to imagine when a shed is being erected anywhere, spiders in the area are just like, fuck yes. Like, hey, Daryl, did you see the new high rise? And they're like, I'm going to, you know, Lisa and I submitted. And it's like.
Yeah. I saw they have a light on the outside. So that seems pretty up my alley.
My grandmother grew up like in near a farm in like southern Texas. So it was a lot of borders. But.
And those are gone
those
now,
are
right?
Gone now. No, yeah, but I had a friend in high school who bought a shed from Home Depot. And put it in his backyard, ran power to it, and lived in it. And we would hang out in that shed instead of his house all the time.
So while we were looking for real estate here in Cincinnati, there is a giant explosion of shred sheds.
So like work
because
out?
Because of COVID.
Oh,
yes. So
I, like
I saw at least four places that was a house.
Yeah.
And then they bought a shed, and it was behind the house. Similar, they ran power there, and all the workout stuff were there. Or people were buying them and putting their home office there, so it wasn't part of the house. Because they're like, I don't have space in the house, but you can buy a shed at Home Depot. And there were plenty of tutorials online of like, here's how to run power, here's how to make it, you know, put insulation so it stays warm. And then people were working out of that as well, so like they would be able to leave the house. But not like work.
And
in
those
the house.
Were still called shred sheds because there was a document shredder in them.
Correct.
Okay. Good.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. There was or Iron Mountain, the shredding company would come
would
by
you say
once
there were
a week.
Tutorials? Do you mean John tutorials?
Yeah.
Nobody
so he
fucks
would,
with from, the Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. But I actually love that idea. We have our driveway, and then we have like a cement like
must
cobblestone
be nice.
Where it used to be. I think there used to be a garage, like a detached garage here, and they tore it down when they redid our house. But there is a great spot there that if we needed it, or it'd be so fun just to get one of those like Home Depot like, you know, $4,000 things, and just like either make it like a movie room. You know, I would make it secure as shit so no bugs get in there. But like it'd be pretty fun to like make that a place where like. Or a podcast studio or like, you know, a movie thing that's like away from the house. So it feels like you're kind of leaving or whatever, but you're still close if you have children or whatever.
If you have a space that could either be a movie theater or a podcast studio, I don't think you know how big or small that space is.
Well, it's both. I mean, have you seen a shed? They're not that
or
big.
Or you just record and you're echoey as hell because you're in a giant room.
Well, it's either going to be a 8-lane bowling alley or the pantry. We haven't decided yet.
I not mean like a movie theater, like a full ass movie theater. I'm saying just like two
enough
chairs
for a folding chair and 30 inch screen. I mean, nothing crazy.
Come on. Yeah, toilet maybe.
Well, it's either
going
to be a swimming pool or a tether ball.
Just the ball.
Just the ball.
Yeah, but they're popular now. I think if you look into real estate anytime soon, you'll see them popping up because the gym was a huge thing. I think just because of COVID, because people wanted to work out, but obviously gyms were closed forever.
Shred Shed is a good one. I've also heard, probably in TV and movies, not in real life. Like, what is it, Shaggin' Cabin?
Yeah,
what is that?
There's also people.
Is that for what I think?
I think
it's for?
Used to be. Have you ever seen the movie The Apartment?
Jack Lemmon?
Jack Lemmon.
No.
Yeah. So I think there used to be a time when like wealthy people had either apartments or cabins or whatever where they could go and have dalliances
Other
women.
Like in the city before they go back to the suburbs kind of thing?
Yes. So okay. It's like I have this place and that's notoriously where I conduct my affairs. Oh.
There might be one too where like you can go and like think in thoughts and wonder and they call that a shed savage.
Huh. Okay. I love how all of our puns are equally bad, but we just give Brett a hard time.
I mean, they're all bad. There's also Shed Snyder from the B-52s.
Absolutely, of course.
Yeah.
And
Right Said Shed.
Let me do one. Right Said Shed. Yes, of course.
So those are too sexy for backyard.
I like my salad with shedded lettuce.
Let's just keep doing it so I can't do one.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Shetty Lee from Rush. Shetty Lee. Nailed it.
You finally got yours in there. We are back. We took a little journey through the Highlands of New Zealand, and now we are time for my word, and my word this afternoon, evening, or whatever time it is that you're listening, is heartthrob.
Ooh.
Oh. I mean,
I looked it up. It's one word. I had to make sure. I didn't actually, because I guess we never made a rule that it can't be like a compound word.
No rules.
Yeah, we never made a rule either that if you say something real fast, it could be one word.
Yeah, it's true.
Baked potato with sour cream. That's my word today, is baked potato with sour cream.
Bob, we had a baby, it's a boy.
Remember that commercial?
One of the best commercials of all time.
That and the Aaron Burr, remember the...
Aaron Burr was a great one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Heartthrob for me, I mean, you're thinking like Tiger Beat, right? Teenage,
crushes.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Sure.
Never, and yeah.
Joey Lawrence, to go even further back.
I'm trying to remember what year was that in its pure
Leif
like,
Garrett? I mean, I think it was 80s.
Like late 80s, early 80s?
I wouldn't
80s
be surprised if
80s.
There were some 70s in there that we don't, because David Cassidy was huge. Oh, yeah.
But I think by the time
speaking
that
of the
we
monkeys, Davy Jones,
teens,
he was also up there.
Yeah.
But I would say by the time we were in our teens, I think they had kind of cycled out.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
Scott Baio would have been a big one.
But there was still, I feel like once video games came out, or maybe we just didn't really appeal to
I think they were
three guys
around when we were teens. I just don't think we bought the magazines. Because there was
they were
Tiger
mainly,
Beat,
it was,
there was
it was boy stuff, right? There wasn't like
Brett,
girl
when do you
stuff.
You think video games came out? I do want to hear an answer.
89. 87. No, I was saying when the video game magazine started coming out, I felt like that's when I started
Nintendo
reading a lot.
Power.
Like Nintendo Power and stuff like that. But like, I don't remember ever buying like a Tiger. I felt like there were more, you know, obviously the girls were their main demographic.
Yeah, I don't know that there was.
Because
a
guys
guy
already had so many
one.
Like, because guys had like Playboy and stuff,
not
you know,
teens.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, we had Tiger Beat Off. It'd be a picture of like a Siberian.
It would be a
or
picture.
A Bengal. Yeah. Oh.
I mean, all of the examples I'm thinking of are guys that were on, because that's all I can think about from those magazines. Yes. I don't know if there was a version for like, hey, here's the teenage girl magazine. I don't know.
Yeah,
if
it might have been too. I don't know. Maybe it's just too weird because they were like,
I mean, it's all like weird if you think about it because adults are making this magazine.
It's true, but it's the weirdos skewed more towards guys than women.
I associate those magazines with like 88 to 92. My sister definitely had magazines. I don't know if it was Tiger Beat, but she had magazines with New Kids on the Block on the cover.
Yeah, of course.
Because that was like the big thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
So she had like, they would have posters and she'd rip out pages and tape it to the wall. So that was like the big thing. And then I think you're right where there was like a big drought. And then I think when that sort of sensation reemerged, and I want to say like 98 or something, it was men focused and it was Maxim, FHM. There was another one. But the cover would have like Carmen Electra and it would be like, we show cars and we talk about poke. It was like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Ferraris.
Did you say
and
cars
poke.
And poke?
Yeah. It'd be like Ferraris, babes, and poke and twins.
No. It never was poke.
And then I don't think women ever got their magazines back. I don't think there's no, right? Is there still Tiger Beat? Is there still
there's like
magazine?
I mean, I'm sure there
Cosmo,
has to be.
Marie Claire, like all of those.
Yeah, 17.
But those are all women on the cover. You don't see magazine with four women
with men
on the cover.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, People would do Sexist,
GQ,
Person Alive.
But that's,
I don't know.
But those are.
Those are men's magazines.
No,
I remember. I used to my sister used to have. This is maybe when I was.
I think women are just better than us, and they don't need.
Oh, absolutely.
They don't need like that fucking
I've
craziness.
Never, here's what I'll say: I have never heard a woman say "shed savage." I've never heard it. When I was maybe in grade school or something, I would sometimes read my sister would have magazines, and she'd like leave them on the table or something. So I'd read one of her magazines just to be like, what's this? And I feel like it was like 17 or it was some magazine that was like for teen girls. And I was probably 13 or something. And I would always open it to the first whatever page, third page, fourth page. And it was always embarrassing stories. And every single, I probably read 10 to 15 of these magazines, like just the first couple pages. And it was always in the embarrassing stories. It would be like a letter to the editor. So it's almost like Penthouse Forum or something, but for the exact opposite. Yeah. But it'd always be a woman who would be like, I was in a pool, I was in the ocean, I was in a lake, I was in a river, whatever body of water, and they would come out of the water and either their top fell off or they noticed something floating down by their waist and it was a tampon.
Oh, good. I thought it was
that was
be
like there was 500 different stories that were just
a variation of that.
Either someone comes out. Yes. And I remember being like, I remember being 13, 14 and being like, this is the biggest issue women face. Tampons coming out in the water or their tits
and
falling out.
To be
out.
Fair.
Women, this must be every second this happens to a
and
woman.
And if I was a woman, to be fair, I'm sure my tampon would be falling out all the time. I don't think I would get that thing right.
Oh, on purpose?
No, not on purpose. Just be like, what's in my sock? Ah, son of a...
How'd it get down there?
In your sock.
Hey.
Yeah.
Who are your big crushes? Speaking of
Tiger
Beat stuff.
I mean, could you imagine if women's breasts shriveled in water? That'd be a big issue.
Yeah. A woman is like an A cup and you're like, whoa, what's going on?
Show or not a grower?
Like, it's cold. Yeah. Hey, it's cold.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember that episode where Elaine had that? I would say my crush is Rob. If there was an Addle magazine
that
was like when Addle, between the ages of.
Addle be the day.
Addle be the day. If between the ages of like 12
times?
And 16. Ooh.
Okay.
With Judge Reinhold. I would say the people on this magazine would be Kathy Ireland. Weirdly, Kylie Minogue.
Okay.
Because she was in Street Fighter, the movie, and I remember being like, who's this smoke show?
Okay.
And it was Kylie Minogue, who is much more than Cammy from Street Fighter. Claire Forlani from Mallrats.
Okay.
And whoever the actress was who played... the McDowell woman in Coming to America.
Oh, yeah. I don't know her name.
First name. The character's first
name.
No,
yeah. I don't know.
But who Eddie Murphy marries at the end of Coming to America.
Oh, yeah.
Well, how about you guys?
I mean, I would go, for me, I'm trying to think, like, when I was like 10 or under, Nicole Eggert, for sure.
Don't know who that
from
is.
From Charles in Charge. No? You never saw Charles in Charge?
I mean, I saw it, but I don't remember who.
She was one of the daughters.
It was.
Okay.
I have, Rob, I have issues with authority. refuse to watch Charles in Charge.
Susanna Hoff, for sure.
Oh, from Three's Company?
The Bangles. The lead singer of the Bengals? I'm going too far back, but I'm trying to think those were
You're not going too far back. It's just like you're like next you're about to list half of the cast of The Parenthood or whatever. You know, you're just your taste is just weird.
I don't think those are obscure. I don't think those are obscure people, but I guess maybe they are.
I think I would go, well, I think if it was 90s or early, I mean, you got like your Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's mm-hmm. that was classic. Later mm-hmm. on. That was later mm-hmm. on.
Long
you
neck.
Know, who?
Long what? Neck. Hewitt's got a long neck. Go back and look. Long neck.
Okay, who else?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, I can't. I don't know. My brain doesn't work to go back that far. I'm trying to.
Nobody else
brain.
With Kathy Ireland?
Oh, I did. Like... Kathy Ireland, Cindy Crawford, absolutely. Yeah. I was just trying to go
necessary
far, far back to when I was thinking about like those magazine, like that era.
Sure.
Because I did also, mm-hmm. like Sarah Michelle Gellar I loved, and Katie Holmes, certainly. I thought they were very attractive,
yeah.
but I was...
Girl next door type.
Yeah. Mary Elizabeth Master Antonio, I had a big crush on when I was a kid. Nothing?
Who?
Okay.
Who?
No one knows who that is.
She was in The Abyss.
Okay.
She was in January Man. She...
Wait, was she the blob? Was she the water blob?
That's with
blob
Kevin Kline. And she was in Robin Hood with Kevin Costner. She was Maid Marian.
Oh, yes. Sure. Okay. Yeah, she's okay.
Oh, honestly, you know what it was? It was what was the name of the woman from Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Oh, Phoebe Cates.
Yeah, yeah. I also she was very
good.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kevin Kline.
And Gremlins.
Yeah.
Gremlins was great too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rob, you're dead on. The female Gremlin.
The female yes. Gremlin.
The Gremlin
right.
with the bikini with the lipstick?
Yes,
number 100%. One. Number one. Yes. That's my hall pass. Would. My wife already agreed. Yeah. That's my hall pass.
Yeah,
Lady Gremlin.
Honestly. Yeah. Dude, are you telling me? If I see a Mogwai after midnight and it's got a bikini on, you know I'm feeding that. You know I'm feeding that Mogwai after midnight.
I love
a little bit of water to wash it down with.
Let's fuck in the shower.
I can't. What time is it?
Do you want kids? I do like the idea of like Rob being like, ha ha ha, the female gremlin's my hall pass. Mm-hmm. And then 2 weeks later, you're at some conference in Kansas City. Who do you see at the hotel bar across the way?
Oh, man.
There's the bartender goes up to her and splashes a glass of water on her and goes, "This is from the gentleman down there.
Would you like to get something to eat?" And I look at my watch. It's 11:59. I'm like, "Actually, why don't we skip dinner?"
I never see you in the morning. You're always gone from bed. Brett's solving something.
I'm trying to go back to a thought about Heartthrob, what I was thinking about originally. Oh, I felt like there was always... The Heartthrob was also always in back maybe later on was like the James Dean, the motorcycle.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It would always felt like it was always like, it wasn't necessarily like, in my mind, it wasn't always like, oh, it's the quarterback. It always felt like it was like the rebel type of guy who
I
was
think
the
it
Heartthrob.
Goes through phases, yeah. right? Because like I mentioned Jonathan Taylor Thomas, but there was a time when, I want to say like 93 to 94, or probably 91 to 94 or something, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, Jonathan Brandis, all the Jonathans really, where it was like less about being a jock, less about being a rebel, and more about like that dangly hair.
Yeah.
Like being skinny with dangly blonde hair or dirty blonde hair. But I remember those two were like huge. Like you couldn't go into a B. Dalton, which my grandma had on her farm for whatever reason, without seeing one of those two dudes on the cover,
yeah.
right? And then it became like James Vanderbeek and more like jockey.
I don't know if I'd go Vanderbeek as jockey.
You're right that,
oh, maybe because he was in Friday Night Lights. Is that why you're saying that?
I don't want your life, Rob.
I don't want.
I'm just thinking about Dawson's Creek.
Doesn't it sound like is it George Bush?
Ross Perot.
Yes, that's who it is. Yeah, Ross Perot.
Yeah, it's definitely Ross Perot.
I don't want your life. 1,000 points to light. Ross Perot. Nixon. But Frost, Rebel used to be, yeah, Brando, James Dean. There used to be a Rebel phase for sure. Who's, what do we think in the zeitgeist right now to put our finger to the pulse of heartthrob, to check our heartthrobs per minute? Who do we think right now? What's the hot style right now?
Right now? Well,
Timothy Chalamet, like international.
Yeah, I mean, we went through that, like, the vampire one with Taylor Lautner.
Oh,
yes,
And Pattinson. Like, that was a pretty popular one.
Yes.
Then we kind of went through the Harry Potter, like, they aged into, like, good-looking people. Yeah.
I think Robert Pattinson era, to me, his brand is, like, unaffected, like, detached, gloomy, detached. And I think Timothée Chalamet is similar to that, but he's more like international young. I mean, he looks very young. He looks younger than he is.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know.
So it's like international baby face or something? Because I say international. I know, I'm sure he's from New York or whatever, but I know he like speaks French and he's very... Like his parents took him all over.
He seems like a prep school.
What's the funniest era of who people we thought were heartthrobs?
Funniest heartthrob era.
Like, was there like their time in like the mid 90s where it was like, I guess when comedy was getting popular, that some like maybe comedy people would be like heartthrobs? Be like,
well, I feel
what?
Like you have
no
to
way.
Go back to people like David Cassidy or Leaf Garrett.
Yeah, that was like goofy. Yeah.
Dangerfield.
I don't know if he quite ever made that. It.
you know when Daniel Tosh was the fuck of the town?
But I think you know, Cassidy obviously was very good looking, and so was Leif Garrett. And I mean, they're all valid. Ralph Macchio?
Yeah.
Oh, the whole Outsider crew.
Oh, yeah, Macchio
talk
was a
about.
Big one.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Is,
entirely,
I don't know
yeah.
if you could get better than that,
we're
honestly.
We're talking Tom Cruise. We're talking
Thomas
Ross.
Hayden.
No.
What was
it? C. Thomas Howell.
No.
Yeah.
C. Thomas Howell.
No, he was in the Outsiders. Yeah,
he played Lowell. He fixed the airplanes. In the Outsiders. Right?
Remember when they're about to have the big fight in the Outsiders and Ralph Macchio kicks the wine out of his Hayden Church's hand and he goes, no more fucking Merlot.
But no, it is like the Outsiders, Young Guns. To me, those were the guys that I'm very envious. Maybe still am.
And that was someone who was like, we should get all the heartthrobs together and put them in a movie.
Hard to top any of
those. I mean, so smart. Hot charts,
hot
pot
charts?
Dua.
Heart charts. Hot charts. Well, part two makes sense.
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I bet there was a time when...
Well,
I feel
the good
like
thing is now they put three heartthrobs together for a podcast. And,
Smartless?
Yeah, that's
good.
To that one.
It's very good.
Yep, correct. Yes, not us. 100% Smartless, big time.
I feel like in the 30s, 40s, I feel like there's some goofy... There's a lot of older men, because even like... Clark Gable, to some degree. I'm sure when he was younger, he was more handsome. But even you look at Clark Gable and you're like, this guy was like a Hollywood stud. And you're like, he looks kind of goofy. But I think I think Tiny Toons or Animaniacs kind of ruined all those guys.
That's what you're going to say, Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim, there's a heartthrob.
Yeah.
Speaking of heartthrob,
nice.
Heartthrob, what is your word?
My word is, and let's all just take a moment, take a breath. I mean, we probably all of our hearts are racing thinking about all those people. My word today is forbidden. Forbidden. Mm-hmm.
Forbidden heartthrob.
Of course, I think of Garden of Eden and the forbidden fruit, apparently.
Now, what do we think? Here's what I'll say. I've had an apple. Not impressed.
Not worth it.
No.
If I took a bite, I
would
be like,
not true.
Oh.
If it was a Honeycrisp, I would. If it's a Honeycrisp, then yeah.
No. Like, I have shame because of this.
Yeah.
I could understand. Here's what I'll say. If I'm Adam in the Garden of Eden, if there's like a tree that has those like cotton candy flavored grapes, then I understand.
It's over.
But for an apple.
Yeah,
Red Delicious, really, Adam? Worth it?
Also, God should have made something harder. You know, like, I mean, apple's easy just to eat. I mean, why would you, what a dick move by God. Okay. Don't eat this apple.
If I'm in the Garden of Eden and there's a tree that has a cigarette and a cup of coffee, Yeah. I would be like, oh, I miss smoking. Well, I wouldn't know smoking at that point. I'd be like, I really. And if I did finally give in and had both of those things, I would be like, worth it, worth it.
You think
if,
there was a shed in the Garden of Eden? You know, just in the back, just with
it was a shed. It was Eve's shed. There's a shed.
It was Eve's shed. Yeah. Eve 6's shed. I was swallowing my pride.
But the laughter, damn, gonna kill me. I will say. The Bible would be so much more popular if it was like, if there was like a mini fridge with like Smirnoff ice and God was like, I'm going out of town. Don't get in the mini fridge. And then Adam and Eve were like, we got to try this.
Hey, we can, if we drink half of it, we can fill the other half up with water.
Then God comes back and he's like, who put water in my Smirnoff ice?
Did I see correctly? Did fucking Adam live for like 1,000 years or something?
Did you see correctly?
I don't know. I saw someone talking about the Bible the other day, and it was like he lived for like a thousand years.
I don't know the story. Everything in the Bible, the thing you get tripped up on is Adam living for 1,000 years. You know, there's a guy named Methuselah who lived for ten times.
Yeah, but that's like the first fucking story we get, and it's just like you're believing the book based on this.
I think here's what I'll say. I've never read the Bible. If I'm sitting down and I'm like, I finished the new Grisham, let me start a new book. And then I'm like, okay, what's this? The minute it gets to, he took a rib and made a woman, I'd be like, pump the brakes. What's going on?
I want my baby back.
Yeah. I mean, the question is, can't you just do the same thing that you did to get Adam here?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
You required no rib.
And this is no offense to anyone who's listening to the podcast that might be religious, but.
Rib for her pleasure.
Do you think, so similar to like L. Ron Hubbard and Scientology and Dianetics, and he wrote that book, and like,
and again,
Harry
no
Potter
disrespect to those
no
who are
disrespect,
religious,
but, as we go yeah, into Scientology. But, like, but do we think that like, it's so fucking long ago. Do you think someone just wrote the Bible and it was like the most popular book?
No.
And it was it's all made up. Like it's just the most popular book.
No, I probably
think
there was
and then everyone kind of just went for it.
No, it was all an oral tradition, and there were a lot of stories that didn't wind up in the Bible. But
yeah,
there's
my
like
wife and I got an oral tradition every Sunday.
I'm a female. Very similar stories of like Noah's Ark, the Epic of Gilgamesh, or like very like there is. It was just it was
once
written.
Again, Rob. No one knows what you're talking about. This is like Parenthood
Nicole Eggert was in the Epic of Gilgamesh. You know,
Gargamel.
No, Gargamel.
He ate the Smurfs from the Bible.
But no, there was probably a guy named Jesus too, and just stories. I think it just
Jesus too.
Yeah, and this time. He's fat. I don't know what I was going to say.
Sequelizer. So, Brett, what was your question? Your question was the Bible a book and then it got popular? Is that what you said?
Did somebody just write it? Did like, obviously, back then there wasn't the whatever it is now. And you think of like Houdini, like back in the day, like was there just like somebody who was like a schemer? Or like a shasty guy who people then, but like followed him and believed him. And it just wasn't. And obviously stuff got embellished along the way and yada, yada. But we all,
I think someone,
the only thing going on. And then obviously that whole people died off, but the book was still there and yada, yada. And obviously as time went on, you know, it was like, oh shit, we got to believe this. Cause it's just outrageous in my opinion.
I think
so many people follow the word of the Bible, and it's like, you got to be shitting me, man.
Yeah, and hey, no offense to those people. The Catholic
but
Church
you gotta be
has
fucking shitting
10
me, man.
Sheep to every person.
Not just 10 like sheep.
More than Wales and New Zealand.
Just anybody who defends anything current days with the Bible is, I'd think that's a psychopath.
I mean, it's tough, and it's hard to like solve this in a 15 minutes. I will say, I mean, obviously there were people who were, Joseph Smith definitely falls into that kind of crook,
basketball player,
schemer, started the Mormon church, blah, blah, blah. And, Christianity, you could trace it back to, the Crusades. And is it really around today because they just were able to defeat countries and make them believe in it? And that's why it's okay. That's how the other ones died off. That's why we're not, worshiping.
I'm pretty
and
sure.
I just want to let people know that I've smoked no weed or had any alcohol this evening. So
me neither,
this is how I'm fired up about this topic
time. Brett with the shaggy defense. It wasn't me. So I believe I could be wrong again. I'm always half-assing it. I believe the first depiction of God as we know it in the biblical sense was, I think it was Michelangelo, the Sistine Chapel.
I thought it was George Burns.
That's, oh God, 18 again. That's the sequel. 18 again, again. If you look at the Sistine Chapel, if you look at God, or if you just shut your eyes and
like, what if God was?
Yeah, that's
one
what
of
you
us.
Think. That's what you picture. Yeah.
If you close your eyes and picture God, you probably picture a guy in a white toga, basically with big curly white hair and a beard, which is Zeus, and that's not a mistake because they basically what the Romans did to the Greeks, which was steal their mythology and change all their names. That's what people did to Roman and Greek mythology, was just like, we're taking all these mythological stories and we're going to map on over top of it are the characters we
just
want.
One guy.
Yeah. So it's all,
it's all Greek to me, honestly.
It's all Greek to me.
Do you guys have any, I'm going to get us off this religious topic.
Yep.
Is there anything between you and your loved one, your wife, that is forbidden as far as, like, they know, number one, like, for me, it's like, if anything has pickles on it, my wife knows 100% it'll ruin the dinner. I'll throw the sandwich in the garbage if anything touches pickles. There's something that your spouse knows very specific about you that if something were to happen, it'd be like, it's forbidden. I just won't even have a good time anymore.
She will call to make reservations at places because I won't do that. Does that count?
No, that's just
that's something she knows I won't do.
Here's what I'll say, Rob.
All right.
But she does.
You and I are in the exact same boat.
Does Gemma do that for you?
Crazy.
Any appointment, anytime we need to bring in like someone to fix something, anytime there needs to be a phone call, Gemma just does it because she knows one of my biggest things, my biggest pet peeves is talking to people.
I'll talk to contractors and stuff, like house stuff, but I just, when it comes to restaurants, I don't.
Yeah.
Or calling in.
You don't have to talk to anybody.
Or
you just
calling in orders
table.
To go. No, I don't do that either.
You don't have to do it anymore.
I don't have to do it because my wife is nice enough to do it.
I talked to an ape at DeMunkino's for 58 minutes and I still didn't get a resolution.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, my wife is you guys, but that's just because I do all the reservations. I mean, we'll talk about which we have this or whatever, but I know our tastes and I always know like the restaurants we like to go to, so I'll just do that. But
of course, my wife.
But
is
I'm saying,
you guys.
So I'm saying, okay. So for example, if let's say, like, if someone was like, "Oh, I made this," and like, you know, type of, like, I would just go back to pickles. I hate pickles. I think they're the worst fucking thing in the world. So like, your wife know something about you that you hate so much that's forbidden in your life? Let's just say a food or something like that where someone's like, oh yeah, it has that on there.
Yeah, Brett, I'll say it once you stop. I'll say it once you stop. My thing is, the day, if you go into our fridge and you look at anything with an expiration date, the day that is listed on that day goes in the trash. And so Gemma will like, I think she sometimes will like hide things behind other things or put it on the door. Cause she's like, that's a suggestion. That's like when they suggest you toss it away.
She takes a bullet for you basically.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So that's my thing.
Okay.
And I know for her, she hates caraway seeds. So anytime we get everything bagels from certain places, I'll pick off all the caraway seeds or she'll do it. But that's her thing. Rob?
Do you get takeout or you just get caraway?
Pretty good. Actually, pretty good.
That was good. I'm trying to think. I know hers. Her big thing is no bones, no meat with bones, meat on bones of any kind, or fish that might have small bones terrifies her. She's afraid she's going to like choke on it. So she won't eat like drumstick, bread, like anything that's on a bone. She will not eat it. Doesn't want it.
Famously once ate the bones, right?
I don't know.
Was
that
a KFC commercial? What was
that? It was KFC commercial.
I ate the bones.
Right. Yeah. So that's hers. I'm trying to think for me. I definitely have, but we both are not fans of mayonnaise. We both, she doesn't like tapas or sharing, and neither do I. So that's good.
I think tapas is one of the worst meals you can go to as a group.
I despise it. I don't like it.
It's so bad. It's too small and someone's going to order too much.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to want to eat what they order. Yeah. And then the check's going to come and they're going to be like, let's just split it. And I'm like, fuck you.
But my thing is, the reason I like it is because I'm always like, I'm torn between 8 dishes. And then I get my thing and it's fine. And then I'll try somebody else's and I'm like, that's great.
Yeah.
So I think tapas is good.
I don't like it either because they never take the bottoms off.
Well, you can if you're serving alcohol.
That's right. That's right. I forgot. Different tapas.
In Illinois.
Different tapas. P.S. New Zealand is 250 miles wide, 900 miles long.
Yeah.
So, and what did you say? 20 miles.
20 miles.
Yeah, but I was doing the metric system because I don't know what they do over there. So I was kind of right. I mean, I was right if you had 100 to each number I said.
Honey, it's 9:15 a.m. Where have you been since 7? I walked around the entire country of New Zealand.
I went from one side to the other of the island, of the country.
I mean, it's doable. It's doable. Is there anything else that Forbidden makes you think about besides?
I think of just no trespass. Like, this area is forbidden, or like forbidden zones, forbidden areas, you know. Forests that can be forbidden, like that kind of stuff. Like,
forbidden forest.
Oh, like a forbidden forest. Yeah.
Something like you shouldn't go, but it's very tempting to go past a no trespassing, or it's more open land. If there's a building that says no trespassing, I have no interest because I'm afraid you'll fall through a floor or who knows in those things. That doesn't do it. But any like kind of open area that's no trespassing, like, I got to see, like, what is it? Is there an Air Force base? Are they dissecting aliens back there? What's going on?
I've never done it before, but are you guys similar to me? Do you guys always have kind of an inkling that when you walk past like an old abandoned warehouse to just chuck a rock to like break a glass pane? I mean, we're talking like a warehouse that's been untouched for 20, 30 years.
Yeah,
other people have done it.
I don't know what the statute of limitations is on that, but let's just say, yes, I've done it. Does that,
a couple
is that
of
an admission?
Bart Simpsons over here.
Yeah. Huh? it's very satisfying to do that.
Yeah.
I've never thrown a rock at any building. You two are little bad boys. You're the James Dean Marlon Brandos of this generation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, yeah. Let's see the rest of the road.
Hey,
baby.
Ladies, you want to go watch me throw a rock at this old building? Is anybody in there? Is anybody in there, Rob? Are they gonna get hurt?
Go get him, Deanie.
No, it's
go
abandoned, babe. It's abandoned. I'm just gonna break some windows.
I'm a rebel without a cause.
Yeah,
I took this apple from my grandma's garden.
You want to ride on the back of my rental scooter?
Oh, the battery died. Sorry, Toots, you got to hit the bricks.
What's a battery?
Get your getaway sticks out of here. Yeah, I think somebody mentioned Forbidden Forest. I think that's, I think number one, Brett nailed it, is the Forbidden Fruit. And then Forbidden Forest is probably the next one in terms of
Princess Bride. That's
Princess
kind of
pretty
Bride. Forbidden.
Yeah.
Most good fantasy, or like, not even just fantasy, but like children's. Like,
wait, was it called the Forbidden Forest in the Princess Bride?
No, it's called like the Black Forest, I think.
No, I forget
like
the name
that.
Of it.
It is kind of something over the top, but not.
Yeah, there is that, like the Forbidden Forest, Forbidden Fruit, right? And then they're just like, you know, this person's closet is forbidden, or just this bot, like something in there is forbidden. You're like, what's in there? But, you know, there's a little mystery
always,
in there.
It's always just, whiskey.
It's just skin suits. It's just skin suits.
Yeah. Oh, that's all it is. It's time of the month.
That time.
He's gotta hang your skin suit up and dry it out.
Oh yeah. Craig's always a dick while he's shedding. Just give him a week. He'll be fine.
Just give him a week. Just give him a week. Oh, yeah. Was it a month or a year? Were we shedding
skin
every year?
I proposed a year. I'm not going to sign up for a monthly skin shed. That's too much. It's too much.
He's PMSing pure man shedding. Don't investigate it too hard.
No. That's it.
Well, Brett, I think it's time that we shed this episode and look at the epidermis behind.
I mean, we've certainly shed a lot of laughs. And maybe some tears on this episode, and hopefully, you know, a single tear falls down, and you go, wow, look at that guy. That guy's a real heartthrob. He can be emotional, and, you know, it's good, but then some things are forbidden. Love could be forbidden. Forbidden love.
Ooh, Romeo and Juliet.
I'm just confused how Rob has two kids, and his wife hates bones. Hey, now.
And if you don't eat meat but sure like the bone, you can email us at twapod@gmail.com. You can send us a word. You can send us a thought. You can send us a sequelizer.
Or
anything
you can
and everything.
Point out that Charles in Charge is not an obscure reference. And lots of people watched that show. It was a hit.
I'm not saying that it's not obscure reference. I'm saying knowing the character's actual name.
If I say Willie Ames, do you know Willie Ames?
Nope.
Willie okay. Ames?
Willie Ames?
Is the guy that played the six shooter? What are you talking about?
He played Buddy.
Who's he was Buddy?
On what?
Charles in Charge's friend, Buddy. Charles Scott Baio's friend, Buddy.
Hey, Buddy, if we don't
know. Buddy. Yeah. You heard our reference level. It's like the gremlin girl and like Alf.
Yeah. The two most fuckable creatures. And besides the Maid Marian in the animated Robin Hood without Kevin Costner. Here's what I'll say. Rob, you bring up a phenomenal point, which is what we want from you besides words or whatever else you want to send us. We want you to send us with the subject line, Throbbing Heart. Send us who your crushes were when you were younger. We're going to read some of these on the air when the episode where we catch up with the emails occurs. And I'm very excited to see if we all know who people are talking about. And dig deep. Dig deep for those.
Dig deep.
William Ames? What was it?
Willie Ames.
Is that guy tied
into religion? He did later on. He went on to play Bible Man.
Huh.
Bible Man?
Is that a superhero?
Yeah, I think it was a super. It was religious programming.
He had a Bible belt with a.
Watch out! He's got his Psalms.
A Bible utility belt. Goodbye.
We did it. Bye.
Bye.
The Word Association is Brett Lyons, Adil Rafai, and Rob White. The Word Association theme song was written and performed by Arnie Parrott. Editing was done by me, Julia W.D. Harrison. If you'd like to send a word or two along, please email the show at twapod@gmail.com.